This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the root is on fire, and of course, so is my buddy Roger Stone. I was going to say so is Roger Stone, but I had to throw in my buddy, because I feel good for the guy today, that's why. Roger Stone's a good friend of the show, good friend of Wayne Root for 15, 20 years now, was involved in my Libertarian presidential campaign, has been a guest of many of the shows I've been on, and wrote the foreword to one of my books as well. And Roger Stone is today a free man. Now, he was not pardoned, so the conviction will stand. His sentence was commuted from 4 years to zero. So, in other words, he never has to go to prison. He was due to report on Tuesday to prison. Can you imagine putting a man like that in prison when you're letting all the criminals out? So, here is the breaking news from the White House. Roger Stone has already suffered greatly. He was treated very unfairly. As were many others in this case, Roger Stone is now a free man. So that's not from Trump. That's from the White House. Shannon Bream, who's now some sort of a White House. Oh, now she's still on Fox News. She's quoting the White House. Got it. All right. I got it. All right. I like it. I'm glad that he's a free man, because he's a good man. He didn't deserve that. Let me give you some idea of what's going on in America today. A liberal New York City cafe owner terrorized by yuppie neighbors after claiming he voted for Trump. After helping to legitimize cancel culture by running countless think pieces on the subject, while its reporters increasingly adopted a strategy of covering cancel campaigns and publishing opinion pieces written by authors arguing extremist positions that basically say every individual who expresses support for the president or ever breaks with liberal orthodoxies espoused by the New York Times and its staff is worthy of scorn and shame. And then you've got cancel culture intensifying. Media figures like Joe Rogan, who's got a new $100 million Spotify deal, are finding places in the media firmament for where they can safely question cancel culture. And yet they come after him, too. He's got a podcast. I didn't know anybody could ever come after someone with a podcast. That's not like a radio show. It's just a podcast. So I just want to get to the meat of this story. I got like 12 pages in front of me. Where's the article about? Here it is. Okay. So Thomas Bosco, the owner of the Indian Road Cafe in Upper Manhattan, is by all accounts a good-natured man and a fair employer. When employees can't find child care, he welcomes children to the restaurant. His cafe has become a haven for progressives, and when the protest started, Bosco hung a Black Lives Matter flag in the window. I don't even like the guy now. Because, again, you don't understand. You're turning off people on the other side. Don't take sides when you own a business. But when he told a reporter in MSNBC during an interview, and he claims he believed the comment wasn't going to be aired, that he voted for President Trump in 2016, the comment unleashed the hounds on him, and he soon found his business and livelihood facing a boycott. As angry former patriots, including two drag queens who hosted bingo nights at his cafe, launched a boycott. You can't believe these stories, right? Liberals are so nutty. He's got drag queens who host bingo nights. Many in the surrounding Inwood neighborhood considered it a community hub and a progressive oasis, but then the owner, Thomas Bosco, said in an interview that he voted for President Trump, and the backlash was swift. Neighbors railed in the comments on various neighborhood Facebook groups, posting hundreds of angry messages aimed at the cafe. Some people call for a boycott. How can I be against Trump and all that he stands for and go somewhere and patronize someone who supports this demon? Said a lawyer, Douglas Henderson, 62. Bosco made the appearance on MSNBC during a piece about the difficulties facing American small business owners during the pandemic. So there he was sharing his experiences with the public, and he turned into a target of rage. According to New York Times, the backlash to Bosco's seemingly innocuous comment shows how in a highly politicized social media era, a few comments in an interview can reverberate. Glennis Aquino Gill, 37, a resident of Riverdale in the Bronx, vowed she would never go to Indian Road again. Randy Weingarten, oh, I know that name, president of the American Federation of Teachers. So she's the lead communist of the Communist Teachers Union, who lives nearby, said it's hard to ever go back. The two drag queens have said they'll move their show to a different venue. And Mr. Bosco said the fallout from his TV appearance might put him out of business. The situation got so out of hand, Bosco felt he needed to publish an open letter to the community explaining his answer. He revealed in the letter he had voted for the last four presidents and that he considered himself a liberal guy. Wow. He then said, I support my president, I support my governor, I support my mayor. He then said he voted for Mr. Trump in 2016 and plans to do so again. Wow. I love it. I love it. Meanwhile, now we go to the other side of this situation with people who hate Trump. Well, actually, I want to go to Goya Food first. Because Goya Food CEO said something nice about President Trump and the holy hell broke loose. See, we're seeing this everywhere now, and I'm telling you, with God as my witness, I'm going to be proven right on this. This cancer culture, this cancel culture, did I say cancer? Cancel culture is going to, there's going to be such a backlash, and this is what's going to elect Trump by such a large margin, at least electorally, in November. People cannot stand this. You can't speak out loud anymore or they come after you. How can you run a country like this? How can you run a business like this? How can you run an economy like this? I mean, Goya Foods is a famous food company. Bob Unanue, I can't pronounce the name, U-N-A-N-U-E, Unanue, I guess it's pronounced, Unanue or Unanue, I don't know. He praised Trump during an event at the White House, and all hell broke loose after that. And now he refuses to apologize. He's the president and CEO of Goya Foods, and he won't back down. We're part of a commission called the White House Hispanic Prosperity Initiative, and they called on us to be there to see how we can help opportunities in the economic and educational realm for prosperity among Hispanics. He said the United States is the second largest Hispanic country in the world behind Mexico. Politicians and celebrities are now boycotting Goya, the largest Hispanic-owned food company in the country, after he said the following, we're all truly blessed to have a leader like President Trump who is a builder. And this guy is of Spanish descent himself. And he got himself in trouble by just appearing at the White House and saying a few nice words about the president. And he's there, President Trump, hosting Hispanic leaders. And signed an executive order on the White House Hispanic Prosperity Initiative to use more taxpayer support for private and charter schools to improve access by Hispanic Americans to education and economic opportunities. Who could be against that? So, of course, who? The usual suspects. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Democrat Congresswoman of New York, former Democrat presidential candidate Julian Castro of Texas, number of celebrities all went on social media with hashtags boycott Goya and Goya way. Go away. Go Goya way. Many urge people who use Goya products to start buying similar foods and condiments produced by the company's competitors. And this guy, Unanu, called, who's the CEO of Goya, pushed back and said, this is suppression of speech. He said he was previously invited to the White House for an event hosted by the Obama administration. I mean, and nobody had a comment, right? So you're allowed to talk good or praise one president, Goya's president said, but you're not allowed to aid in economic and educational prosperity? And you make a positive comment, and all of a sudden it's not acceptable? He will not apologize. And he will not turn down future invitations. I didn't say that to the Obamas, and I didn't say that to President Trump. See, there's a smart guy right there. There's a guy who understands what this is all about. It's all about helping his people, his Hispanic people, and it's all about helping his company and making more money. And so you always go when a president calls you, simple as that. And you always act nice and shake the hand of the president, no matter who it is, no matter whether you love or hate his policies. It's America, and President Trump represents the White House and the United States of America. And anyone who doesn't understand that is a radical and is un-American. Simple as that. You don't ruin someone's career because they say something nice about the president. So when we get back, you hear the music, so we're headed for a break. There's an unsealed government memo dated January 30th, 2017 that reveals the Obama cabal knew Flynn, General Flynn, wasn't lying and wasn't an agent of Russia. Well, of course. So I want to know who's got the big enough balls to indict Barack Obama and the guy running for president, Joe Biden, because they were both in the meeting. They knew that Flynn did nothing wrong, yet they allowed the prosecution and persecution to go on and ruin a great patriot's life. Take away all his money and his home after a lifetime of being a general. He did nothing wrong. And I'm telling you, it is time to indict Obama and Biden. Wayne Allyn-Ruth, the warrior. I'll just keep fighting for what's right, just like I fought for helping my buddy. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Ruth for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k now into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn-Ruth listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer fees up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, just go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Ruth, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Made Meet your sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this segment of the show, Cornerstone Asset Metals. Trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today you have only one choice: protect and preserve your future savings. Standard of living, protect your retirement, protect your children's future. How do you do that with precious metals? Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas. Silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. So it's gone up almost 20 times more than the dollar. So which one you want to keep in your pocket, a silver dollar or a regular dollar? More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and your buying power. So take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k. We're not asking you to, you know, put any extra money up. You don't have to do that. Just take what you've already got and move it into a, transfer it to a precious metals IRA. Only for my listeners, Wayne Allen Root listeners, Cornerstone Asset Metals will waive all the transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you will open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is making this offer. No one. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. Open up an IRA account or a 401k account now for free. CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. That's CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. So President Trump has commuted Roger Stone's prison sentence. Roger's a happy man today. Congratulations, Roger. I just sent him a nice text. I mentioned in the last segment, Goya Foods CEO said nice things about President Trump, and the liberal world and Hollywood celebrities are losing their minds, telling everyone to boycott Goya Foods, as in G-O-Y-A, Goya Foods. And I want all of you to go out and buy some Goya Foods tonight or this weekend. Give them record-setting sales. Wafers, you said? Wafers are the best. What's a wafer?
I'm here on the air. Their wafers are pretty awesome, I have to admit.
What's a wafer?
It's like a thin little sugar cookie.
Like a cookie almost. Yeah,
it's like a cookie, but not as unhealthy as cookies are for you.
All right. Chris loves the wafers. I got it. There's a unfettered endorsement of the Goya Food wafers. So buy some and celebrate. Take Chris's tip and do a good thing for Goya Foods, who made a nice comment about President Trump. Let's get to the unsealed government memo dated January 30th, 2017, that I said I'd mention as we're going to the break. Newly released documents, handwritten notes of Peter Strzok, that's the FBI agent, the dirtiest FBI agent ever, just one day after his January 24th, 2017 ambush interview of General Flynn. And there's also a DOJ memo dated January 30th, 2017, another week later, which basically cleared Flynn. On Friday, the Justice Department unsealed the January 30th memo, and it revealed the Obama cabal knew Flynn wasn't lying and wasn't an agent of Russia. And it says, FBI advised they believe Flynn believed what he was saying was true. FBI recognized the discrepancy between the statements and the actual calls, but determined Flynn was not acting as an agent of Russia. Notes from the now-fired top FBI General Counsel Dana Bonte from his March 30th, 2017 meeting with fired FBI Director James Comey said, Michael Flynn, do not view as source of collusion. Do not view as source of collusion. And then there's Tashina Gothar notes from 1/25/17, meaning January 25th, 2017, meeting with the FBI the day after the Flynn interview. FBI assessed Flynn was believed he was telling the truth. FBI, Flynn knows we have tech cuts, was affirmative in his answers, whatever that means, tech cuts. All I know is he did nothing wrong. And by the way, Dana Ponte's notes were previously leaked to Rachel Maddow, which means FBI agents committed crimes. You're not allowed to leak. There were never leaks under Obama. Under Trump, nonstop leaks. The crooked cabal and Mueller's crooked team of Democrat lawyers knew Flynn was telling the truth, knew he was not an agent of Russia, and they railroaded him anyway. And then selectively leaked information to the media to destroy Flynn. And the judge in the case, this Judge Sullivan, is still refusing to sign off on the DOJ dismissal of Flynn's case. Amazing. Up next, interview with the great Jim DeMint, calling in live, served 14 years in the U.S. House and Senate. And he's now got a great new book out called Saving America from Socialism. Jim DeMint, up next with Wayne on the Roof.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow says the Trump administration is doing what they can to avoid another coronavirus shutdown.
President will not tolerate and will do everything in his power to prevent another national shut-in.
Kudlow, speaking on Fox News, also says schools need to reopen this fall.
It's essential for the kids' education, number one. They don't want to lose a year, for heaven's sakes. There's really no substitute for in-person schooling. I think all the experts agree with that.
The president of the Fed Reserve says the most important thing people can do to support the economy is wear a mask. Robert Kaplan telling Fox Business, in his opinion, it's the only way to slow the spread of COVID-19 as it threatens to deteriorate any progress that was made since lockdowns took place across the country. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yet, yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You can speak. speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
You know, Chris O'Sullivan, my board op and associate producer, loves to play pranks on me. He actually got a United States senator in on the prank to try and convince me that my beloved Dallas Cowboys had just signed Colin Kaepernick. And I never fell for it. I knew that Chris was involved, so it could not be possible. My man Jerry Jones would never sign Colin Kaepernick. Never, never, never. But he did get the great esteemed U.S. Senator Jim DeMint to try and fool me with the prank. Jim, welcome to the show. How are you, man?
Wayne, I'm doing great, and I'm glad that didn't happen. I'll tell you that.
You could tell everybody. I did not fall for that for a second. I held strong, didn't I?
Not even a second. No.
Not even a second.
I'm afraid I wasn't very convincing.
Well, just because Chris was involved, I knew it wasn't true. So, Jim DeMint, 14 years, U.S. House, United States Senate, created the Senate Conservatives Fund to get true conservatives elected to Congress, chairman of the Conservative Partnership Institute, best-selling author, successful businessman, and he's got a newly released book, Saving America from Socialism, How to Stop Progressive Attacks on Freedom. So, Jim, listen, I'm on the air, not 3 hours a day anymore, 5 hours a day. I've now got a morning show. Show, Wayne Allen Root Early Edition, plus this show, Wayne Allen Root, Run Unfiltered, and I'm exhausted. 5 hours a day, and all I talk about is how America's under attack by socialists and communists and Marxists, and all under the banner of Democrats and progressives and liberals. And so tell me the answer. How do we stop the progressive attacks on freedom?
Well, those of us who know how good we have it in America just need to stand up and defend it. I find so many people have been cowed by all the abuse you get. If you get up and say, I love my country and I want to make it better, you've got to say America is racist or America is evil. And that's not true. And I'm convinced the majority of people know it's not true. But the book is coming out right now, Saving America from Socialism, because I feel like this is the tipping point right now. If folks can look at what Trump did to create a better economy and more prosperity for everybody of every race, and turn around and vote for the people who want socialism, I'm afraid all might be lost, at least for a generation or two. So I'm out sounding a warning. If people want to know what socialism looks like, Wayne, all they have to do is look over the last few months with this coronavirus, at how many governors and mayors have felt the power and decided which businesses can open and which ones have to close, and schools have to be closed, and you can't go to church. I mean, this is just a little glimpse of what it's like when we give too much power to government. And the book is about how we can fix it.
I'm going to actually top your story about COVID and how it shows so many signs of socialism. I just got back, Jim, from a vacation in my favorite place in the world, Park City, Utah. Have you ever been to Park City, by the way?
No, I haven't. I've been close, but I've never gotten up there.
All right, so wonderful place.
Right in the summer.
It is. In the summer. I always say God keeps his summer home in Park City, Utah. It's the most beautiful place you've ever seen in the summertime, and every day is a perfect 75 degrees and sunny from the moment you wake up till 9 o'clock at night. I mean, it's just amazing. And so I was up there, and of course, everybody's wearing masks. They've got a liberal government of Park City, even though it's in a very red Republican state. Utah, the city of Park City is very liberal. The county summit, very liberal, all radicals in charge. And so I walked in the elevator, and there's a sign that tells you what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do, and the sign shows the things you can't do. Shake hands, hug, high five, and then they put fist bump or foot bump, and they show a picture of two guys with their feet clanking, and they say, can't do that with an X going through it. Like you're going to get COVID from my shoe touching your shoe? And then they put what you can do, and they show two people bowing, and they say you can bow. Then they show two people, what do the Buddhists do? They kind of bow and they put their hands together like they're in prayer, and it's called namaste, and it says you can namaste. So they're telling me I can bow and I can namaste, but I can't ever put my foot next to your foot or elbow bump. I mean, we've gotten so carried away, this is ridiculous.
It is, but it shows us what happens when people get too much power. Power
right.
Does corrupt. All these petty dictators saw this coronavirus is the opportunity of a lifetime, and they're not going to give it up easily. The teachers' unions have grabbed onto it, and now they want more pay or they won't go back to school in the fall. But this is time for Americans to stand up. We've got a great country. I'm convinced most Americans know better, even though a lot of young people think socialism is a good idea. I talk about it a lot in the book, Wayne, is they don't really know what socialism is. And that's why I spend a lot of time explaining it, hopefully in very simple terms, so that people understand, just like you did. It's when somebody is telling you how to live your life, what to think and what you can say, what businesses are essential and which ones aren't. I mean, this is a wake-up call for us as Americans. And so it's not only the election, it's just about how we live together. And I don't buy any of this that America is racist. I know I travel all over the country. People live and work together just fine. It's the politicians who are trying to divide us so that they can get more power by making us all think we're victims.
You know, it's the perfect timing for your book, Jim DeMint, How to Stop Progressive Attacks on Freedom is the subtitle, but the main title, Saving America from Socialism. So did you see the story that came out yesterday that on the official U.S. Army stationery, their diversity and inclusion division of the U.S. Army sent out emails to thousands of people saying that here are the things that make you a white supremacist. If you say make America great again, you're a white supremacist. If you say there is no white privilege, you're a white supremacist. And if you say, if you believe in American exceptionalism, you're a white supremacist. That's on U.S. Army stationery with the official U.S. Army logo at the top. Can you believe this is our United States of America?
I can't. I mean, who wants to serve in an army that feels that way about our country? What is terrible about all this, Wayne, is they're creating racism. They're making us think now that black people hate us or that white people are racist. And everybody's going to be more suspicious of each other. And that's what they do. They want to divide us, and they want us to feel like government is the only thing that can protect us. And we've just got to get that out of our heads. I mean, our way of life, our Constitution created the greatest country in the history of the world. We've got to understand why that happened. And I'm just afraid we don't teach it anymore. And if people will take the time to read this book, it's as simple as I could have written it. And just so people understand why America is great, why socialism is tragic for everybody, particularly the poor and middle class, it's just time that people understand what's going on around them.
Now, I don't know if you remember this, Jim. You and I have met a few times, and you and I have talked quite a few times on the radio. I don't know if you'll remember, you gave me a wonderful quote endorsement from my book about 10 years ago, and the name of the book was The Murder of the Middle Class. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. I remember the letter asking, and yeah, I was glad to do it because it's a good book.
and you're a good guy, and I really appreciate it. But I mentioned that because has it not come true? That's what's going on. They're trying to murder the middle class, destroy and wipe out the great American middle class. That's what makes America great. And your book about saving America from socialism, the whole point of socialism is that you look at Cuba, you look at Venezuela, and there is no more middle class. There's a few very privileged rich people at the top who run government and their friends, and then everybody else is living in miserable poverty. So the middle class is the key to what makes America great.
Well, you're right. And I think Trump understands that, and bringing back a lot of manufacturing jobs, stopping illegal immigration so people can have a chance to get at that bottom ladder, rung of the ladder of opportunity so they can get started and move up. But people need to be able to move up. We need better schools and more education choice. And a lot of this we go over in the book. There's some simple things that we can do to continue to push America in the right direction. But, boy, now is the time to sound the alarm, because it's just hard for me to believe what people are saying now. Just like you said in this letter from the Army, I can't believe Trump's going to allow that with his generals right now.
You know, it's so sad because it seems like liberals are a lot smarter than us. They're more cunning than us, right? And so you and I have fought for many years for what I call states' rights, right? Federal government, stay out of my life. Let me do what I want to do. I'm a mayor. I'm a governor. It's my state. Well, now they're using that against us because Trump should be able to say the economy is open. We can't stop business for coronavirus. We all have to go on with our lives. And if no one has any money and we're all broke and the businesses all go under and every restaurant goes under, so okay, you don't have COVID, but now you're bankrupt, you've got nothing, and you're 60 years old. Now what? We've got to keep the economy open. But look what the liberals have done to us, Jim. They're saying it's my state, it's my city, and I'm ordering it closed. There's nothing you can do, President Trump. And it's kind of hard to argue with that because you and I believe with states' rights. They're very cunning.
But these governors don't have that right. I mean, the Constitution does not give them the right as governors to take all the power that they've taken. But there are a lot of states that want to open up that are being intimidated, and those are the ones we've encouraged, you know, Trump to help to make sure that they open up. You know, when they start talking about another stimulus package, Wayne, I said, it doesn't make any sense to smother a patient and try to resuscitate them at the same time. We shouldn't be spending money to revive the economy if it's still locked down. And so, gosh, we spent trillions. But anyway, you're right, and I think the president can use his platform to continue to put pressure to open schools and open businesses, but the left is going to leverage this to get more power and more union control wherever they can.
Not many good people in politics. There really aren't. Even if they agree with me, they're not usually nice. Jim DeMint is a real gentleman, the nicest man I think I've met in conservative politics. A great guy, great gentleman. Jim DeMint, always nice to me, always, I think, a lover of America, and they don't make him better than Jim DeMint. Thank you for coming on the show. His book, Saving America from Socialism. Go get a copy. Thank you, Jim.
Thanks, Wayne.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread, but the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now and ship to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano silver technology that can aid in filtration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. OptaVita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. In multiple lab tests, it destroyed dozens of dangerous pathogens within minutes. Unlike other silver products that can only kill a single pathogen cell, OptaVita Nano Silver Soul can disarm and disable dozens of pathogens before it safely leaves your body. With more than 50 U.S. patents, OptaVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in patented silver products, and they charge charge 50% less than leading competitors. OptaVita Nano Silver Soul is available for your health as a liquid, a skin gel, or a throat lozenge. OptaVita Silver is so confident you'll feel the difference. They offer a 30-day return guarantee. I've arranged to have them create special bundles and discounts of their already low prices. These deals are exclusively for my listeners. While supplies last, just use the discount code WAYNE. Call toll-free 844-5-SILVER, 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER. Or go to patentedsilver.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, in the home stretch of last segment on a Friday. Oh, I've got an ESPN story you got to hear. ESPN story you have got to hear. First, I want to mention the sponsor of this last segment of the show, Strauss Heart Drops. I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health. I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. Strauss Heart Drops have helped countless people over the past 40 years with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, blocked or restricted blood flow. They've sold over 1 million bottles in Canada, and now they've come to America on this show, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Thank you for believing in me. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It is the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. Don't wait for your heart attack or stroke. It might be too late. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. V-T-H-E. PowerMall.com. Thank you, Strauss Heart Drops, for entering the American market on the Wayne Allen Root Show. So liberals are also nutty with Trump derangement syndrome. This is how disrespectful they are. Senator Josh Hawley, Republican, Missouri, great guy, sent a letter to NBA Commissioner Adam Silver criticizing the league's once cozy relationship with China. And the NBA's most prominent reporter offered a blunt response to the Republican. And what he wrote was, F you, except he spelled it out. ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski, who didn't use dashes in his writing, he literally spelled out F you. After being included in a press release with details of the letter, Hawley 40 posted a screenshot of the email tweeting, "Don't criticize hashtag China or express support for law enforcement to ESPN. It makes them real mad." And Wojnarowski apologized soon afterward. "I was disrespectful. I made a regrettable mistake. I'm sorry for the way I handled myself. I'm reaching out immediately to Senator Hawley to apologize directly. I also need to apologize to my ESPN colleagues because I know my actions were unacceptable and should not reflect on any of them. ESPN also released a statement declining to address whether Wojnarowski would be disciplined. But you got to understand something. Okay, at least they made him do that. You know he wouldn't have done it if they didn't make him do it. But you do understand that if Wayne Root works for ESPN, and that's not exactly a long shot, I was the leading sports anchorman and host for CNBC in 1989, 90, 91. I hosted five shows every weekend for CNBC. In those days, it was called Financial News Network, and on the weekends, it was called FNN Sports, Financial News Network Sports. And it was all sports, and I hosted five shows. So I was basically, in those days, a big ESPN star. And if I had said F you in writing to Barack Hussein Obama while working for ESPN, do you understand, A, I'd be fired, B, I'd never work again in sports or journalism in the United States of America. I'd have to leave the country to get a job. And you understand I'd be banned from Twitter, banned from Facebook, saying F you to the President of the United States, or F you to a U.S. Senator, or F you to anybody. When you're supposed to be a journalist and a reporter and a anchorman and a host, it's inexcusable. It's not acceptable. You can't do it. And you can't do it to a black president. You can't do it to a black senator. You can't do it to a liberal black Democrat senator without losing your career. This guy won't lose his career. I doubt he'll be suspended. And if he is, it'll be for a weekend. It'll be the weekend of the cricket championships, and it'll be back for football. I mean, they're going to do nothing to him. It'll be a slap on the wrist. It's just unbelievable. And the same way that I said it's crazy to be a... First of all, it's not crazy. It's crazy and it's illegal for any town to allow Black Lives Matter to be painted in the middle of the street. You can't endorse one side's political message with taxpayer money on taxpayer property. So that's got to be taken to the Supreme Court. There's got to be lawsuits about that. But now you talk about the NBA. Now, that's a private company. NBA is not government. NBA can do what they want. NFL can do what they want. Major League Baseball can do what they want. But unfortunately, sadly, they're making that same stupid mistake. Now, in their case, it's not like a government condoning one message. Right, that's really wrong, and that's going to be thrown out in court. No one's going to be allowed to put Black Lives Matter on the street of any city. If you would just take it to court, guys, hire a great conservative lawyer and let's go. Wainwright will be your lead plaintiff. Let's go. But with the NBA, the NFL, Major League Baseball, they're private entities. They can do what they want, but on the other hand, half their fans won't show up anymore and buy tickets. I mean, remember, think about something. Isn't it Democrats who always say the Republicans are the party of the rich? Now, don't they say Republicans are all rich white people? You ever look in the stands? It's mostly middle class, upper middle class, and rich white people. You ever look in those boxes at the top of the stadiums? It's kind of all rich white guys who work for major corporations. According to Democrats, they must all be Republicans. And if they're all Republicans, you're spitting in their face when you let players put messages like Black Lives Matter and social justice and a thousand other liberal things to an audience that's almost all surely Republican. Most Democrats will tell you, it's not Wayne Root, I'm not saying a word. I'm saying almost every Democrat will tell you, if it's a man, he's white, and he's a sports fan, he's probably a Republican. And he's rich, he's probably a Republican. So you're spitting in the face of your own customers when you put things that are the opposite of what we believe in. I wouldn't allow my teams to get involved in politics in any way, shape, or form. If I was the owner of a team, Jerry Jones, George Steinbrenner, or whatever, I would not allow a team to get involved in politics. No political messages. It's just bad business. Turning off half your audience. Wayne Allyn, have a great weekend. God bless. Cops, be safe. Out.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay Wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.